At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
This is Mike Kegley. I'm here with Brad Sturdy. We're going to talk about Illinois getting a commitment from Tomislav Ivicic. He will be coming from Europe to the U.S. to play basketball for the Illini. Exciting day for Illini fans getting that elusive five that, boy, we would have loved to have last year. Illinois looks to duplicate or improve on their Elite Eight finish this year. This is a big piece to make that happen. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
And as promised, this is Mike Kegley here with Brad Sturdy. We are really kind of excited tonight as Illinois signs a big Euro big man. This is one, Brad, that really Illinois needed to get someone. And I think Orlando Antigua and Brad Underwood found a way to pull the rabbit out of the hat to find someone of this quality. What are your thoughts on the 7'1", 250 Tomislav Ivicic?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably a totally underrated guy. I think people don't realize. I think Illinois fans are like, oh, he's a big European kid. I don't know. Oh, he's had 12 points and 7 rebounds or 8 rebounds. I don't know how good he is. Well, here's the deal. This dude is playing against grown men, guys who are in their 30s. We're fully grown, former NBA players, former, you know, professional guys with long 10, 12-year professional careers overseas, legit dudes. And grown men are just bigger and stronger. So he's had the ability to play against them. He'll be 21 years old in August. So this isn't a typical freshman. This is a guy who has been through the wars. He's played tough basketball, and he's going to be a good player for the Illini. Now, here's the thing about him is he is just what Illinois wanted. He can protect the rim. He can play a physical style. He can play in the post, but he also can space the floor. You can pull him out and he can shoot threes. They want to trap on a ball screen. You can short roll him and he can create. You want to have pick and pop, he can pick and pop. You want him to pick and roll, he can pick and roll. He can post up and find guys if you double him because he's an excellent passer, really good film. What I noticed on film watching him is his ability to score over either shoulder in the post. So he's a weapon in the post. And here's the great part about a big guy that you don't see very often, 80% plus free throw shooter. 81% free throw shooter at 7'1". That's not a common thing. So you can actually play through him. You know, it was always hard to play through like a guy like Kofi down the stretch. Not saying Kofi wasn't great, but in the last few minutes, you know, teams could do hack a Kofi, right?
Right.
I was going to say
hack a Shaq. Hack a Shaq is what people did for years, right?
Yeah, no question. And so this is where you can't do that with him because he's such a good free throw shooter. He's that modern European big. And he's plays a lot, played drop coverage. We watch film on defensively. He's played some drop coverage, which Illinois obviously likes to employ. He's also played, he's hard hedged. He's a soft hedge. He's trapped a little bit and shown the ability to switch onto smaller guys. Maybe not. I mean, I'm not saying that's something you want to do, but you're not completely, you get stuck in a switch. Sometimes he can actually, you know, move his feet a little bit. So really good addition for the Illini.
Yeah. Now you take a look at him. You know, as you said, he'll be 21, but he will be a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a guy who is used to playing against grown men, which should be a benefit. I also like the idea, not that this, I don't know what it means, but I do like the idea of a guy who's left-handed. Because you're used to, I mean, when you go in and you're playing against most players, you're used to shading to the right. And now you got a guy that you've got to shade to the left, and yet he does have the big man issues in the, you know, the big man skills in the lane that I think that will be a kind of a nice compliment. The only thing I saw on him is I'm not saying he's slow, but he wasn't particularly quick footed.
Yeah, but you know, some of it is also the style of play too. I mean, it is right. So slow. I mean, it's right, like walk down and run this set. I mean, it's very, it sounds crazy, but they don't run the floor much in that league. You know, it's kind of methodical. And I think a guy like him might be better as a rim runner, but we talked about Hum Rickhouse being able to rim run, but also spot up shoot three, same thing. He can be your trail man and you can have him at the top of the key. You pull him in the trail, boom, he's got that pull up three. He can drain it lefty. And it's really effective there. So if you get back to the rim and you want to protect against those guys running the floor from the wings, now you give up that three in transition. If he dives, he can pin a guy and create, be physical and create a post up in the lane. So he just he checks a lot of boxes. I think he's just he's a starting five. And the good thing about him is he's used to playing, you know, around, you know, 20 to 22 minutes a game. I think you're going to see him maybe he'll play a little more than that, maybe like 24, 25, but I don't think you're going to see him playing like 35 minutes a game. And I think that allows him to play a little harder, be a little more effective, be a little more efficient in that role of 24, 25 minutes a game.
And that allows you, if Morez Johnson is as good as we believe him is, he is, and of course you and I and Ked were people who were saying he was the best player on his team as early as November of 2021, when the rest of the world was going in a different direction. But you give Morez, you know, 10 to 15 minutes as a freshman, and with the intensity that he plays, man, he'll be like a, you know, letting a dog off the leash, you know, for that amount of time. That could be pretty scary.
Morez is such a good high motor rebounding guy. He can run the floor. He can do some things. You have a different piece. I could see Morez actually playing a very similar role to what Dane Danger played for Illinois last year, but maybe having more ability to space the floor a little bit because he can shoot it, but also, and having a consummate motor. I mean, we've seen Morez play and we know this dude's going to play. So he might play 15 to 20 minutes a game. You know, he might not. I mean, I don't know. There's no way we can tell until they actually get in the gym and start doing stuff. But this is a guy I feel comfortable if he's playing 15 to 20 minutes a game. I'm good with that, even as a freshman, because he brings a skill that is translatable, and that's rebounding and a motor.
Yeah, and defense.
Yeah, he can guard. He can guard people. He can come out on the perimeter and guard people. He can guard posts. He can guard bigs. The other thing is, in high school, he always seemed to get in foul trouble, but a lot of that is just because everybody's trying to get him in foul trouble, right? And you play in college, it's a little more physical. And you know what? If he's only got to play 15, 20 minutes, that means he can just go balls to the wall for 15 to 20 minutes. And man, he can be effective in that role, in my opinion.
Oh, and that scares me because, folks, Merez is a top 25 player. But yet at the same time, I still remember the first time I saw him play an AAU ball. Somehow he goes diving for a ball, gets a rebound on both knees because somebody pushed him down. He somehow gets the rebound. And then I've never seen anybody fake a shot from both knees and then bounce pass it to somebody on the other side of the lane for an assist. I mean, Morez plays that hard. And if you have two guys, you know, kind of like a thunder lightning here, I mean, this, or maybe thunder to thunder, this could be a lot of fun for Illini fans. And we have a five position for the first time, you know, since Kofi was around, that is something people have to really game plan for quite significantly.
Yeah, I do. I think that's definitely true. I think he's a guy who you can't, it's hard to simulate the energy he plays with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think guys can understand, because some guys play hard and some guys just play at a different level of hard, if that makes sense. I always get people like, you know, kids in junior high say, we talk about it, they play hard. Kids in high school play hard. Kids go to, and then they go to college, they're like, oh my gosh, that's a different level. Merez was that guy. He played like he was in college when he was in high school. So he just played harder than everybody else. And I feel like he's going to be that guy, and he's going to be that energy guy. You just can't. And I don't know that you can teach that. Some guys just have it. And you can say, I'm going to make this guy play harder. Some guys just go get balls. They're constantly in motion. They're constantly doing things. And some guys are like that.
I'm going to say this, and it's not fair to Morez, but he reminds me a little bit of Rodman. And
I was going to say, I knew you were going to say that.
You know, Rodman and
but he doesn't dress in a wedding dress. So
yes, he doesn't. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but he does not. you know, and what's his name for the Golden State Warriors, who's also crazy?
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, yeah. But he's got that engine that just never slows down. So I think when you get Tomislav in there, and I think that will also, just in practice, the two should make each other better because they're going to be banging. I mean, that's going to be quite a competition, you know, night in and night out.
And what a great learning environment for Jason Jaxtus.
Yes.
I mean, to go against those guys every day. And then you have a guy like that on your third team scout team, who's playing center on your scout team, who's a 6'10" or 6'11" shot blocker who can really make it hard on guys. And I think that, you know, he's physically got to get, you know, stronger, but it'll be fun to watch those guys go out. And I think also you can, if teams want to play two big guys against Illinois, they can go big.
Yeah.
They can go with two big guys. They can play them together as well. But obviously with having guys like Kerry Booth and Hum Rickhouse, you have size at the four too. It's not like they're 6'9" and 6'10". So it's not like you would say they're small at the four, even with those other two guys playing five. But how about that front court rotation? And that doesn't even count, like, if you want to go small and put Jake Davis at the four.
But right, exactly.
I mean, the front court, Illinois' front court is just fantastic right now. I really love these pieces that they put together. Now, do they need one more wing scorer? I think they do. But, man, they are the front court's really nice. And the back court, I really like Kylan Boswell. And I like, you know, having Draven Gibbs LaHorne. He's a perfect energy guy off the bench, be that guy, come in and play another guy, play 15, 20 minutes. If you can get him those every night, man, he can be effective.
Yes. I totally agree. I think it's going to be interesting too. Orlando Antigua, for those who forget, he is quite the big man coach. You know, he's got a long track record. And of course you can take a look at Kofi as, you know, one of the guys that he contributed mightily to. So you've got not only a lot of talent on the inside, but they've got a coach who can really help coach them up.
Oh, for sure. O's a tremendous coach. He's been known as a great big man coach. I really think, and I think that's where, you know, you saw Jeff Alexander work with him for all those years and stuff. And I think Jeff, now you have Jeff, who's got that experience there working. He'll probably work more with the wings. and then you let Tim work more with the guards. And man, this is a really, really fantastic coaching staff when it comes to player development.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be awesome to see. One other question that came up from Illini Guys subscribers, and I don't know that we can answer this, but how hard is it to get a guy eligible for to be able to play? Because there's the dreaded four letters that nobody wants to ever hear, NCAA involved, which is the scariest thing. You know, you don't want to hear the word the NCAA. I'm from the NCAA and I'm here to help.
I'm here to help you. Thanks, Ronald Reagan. No, I think so. Here's the deal. Basically, there are two parts to this. First of all, you know, we know Zachary Perrin had the difficulty passing the Duolingo test. I think that's where the first thing that Tomislav Ivasic is going to have to do is pass that English test to get into the university. I think he'll pass that. I think his brother actually, as I understand it, took the wrong test or some test that didn't count and something. It's just this big convoluted thing. Illinois, he has a strict setup. This is what you do. I think he'll pass that. Then you're waiting on the NCAA, and the issue isn't necessarily his eligibility. The issue is how much did he get in payments when he was playing professional? Because here's the deal. NCAA is still, you cannot be a professional despite all the NIL crap, despite all the other stuff. You can't be pay for play, according to the NCAA, even though basically we are operating under the pay for play system.
Yes.
So what happens is this. They have to go through and he has basically been paid stipends. They get stipends to handle his housing and living expenses and things like that. That's okay. It just can't be like salary. So this is where I think that they have to go through and make sure that it's not this much or that much. They ended up, there were two guys from UCLA who they started earlier. They got approved early before. And then of course his brother didn't get approved until January. But a large part of that was he didn't actually get admitted to Kentucky till October.
Right.
So he couldn't actually get, so it was like a delay. So this guy should be, they should start this in June. I see no reason why this shouldn't be done in sometime this fall.
So the real key is that they, you know, the Illinois staff was over there. I mean, and let's face it, they took a risk. If you don't get this guy, people are going to be complaining, but they were over there, you know, in early May, getting this deal done, which should be much ahead of the schedule that they were on with Perrin. And so I think it seems like they've kind of got these I's dotted and the T's crossed, you know.
Yeah, and remember, Orlando Antigua actually went through with his brother at Kentucky. So he understands the process and what they're going to have to do with the NCAA. So I think that they can do this, and I think they'll get it pushed through. Because if his brother got eligible, now you already know he's been on the same he was on the same team as his brother. So his brother's eligible, he's going to be eligible, right? I mean, just it does it makes sense, right?
But we said that four letter.
We did say that four letter word. I'm sorry, NCAA.
Yes, scary. So as we look at this, is there any, do we have any timetable for the wing that is the kind of the last maybe essential piece of the pie? Not that they'd be 100% done, but the wing seems to be the missing ingredient, the secret ingredient that is needed.
Well, Illinois still has a bag of cash to throw around. They want to, and they're looking for a wing, a guy who can score, a guy who can create. The guy that they've targeted is Igor Demin, he's Russian, plays for Real Madrid's second team. He's 18 years old. He is dynamic potential. He's done a lot of mock drafts in the top 20 and into the lottery for next year. 6'8" point guard. Essentially, he actually, so starting the year, just a little backstory on him. He actually started playing more off the ball.
Yep.
Got to move on the ball. And you've seen his stock just go through the roof as an on ball guy. They had another guy who got moved up to the main team, who is actually on the radar of another squad in the NCAA, which we're going to find out. I think we may see coming up, but anyway, so there are a couple guys that's not the only guy, you know, that from this Real Madrid team, a group that is looking at coming to the United States and playing NCAA basketball. But So Illinois, I think it's going to be in the next 10 days to 2 weeks that they'll have a decision from him. There's basically what it comes down to. He wants to do what's best for his NBA opportunities. I mean, let's be honest. This kid wants to make it in the NBA. How does he showcase himself? Is it staying over there in Real Madrid? Playing probably gets moved up to the top team, the Real Madrid one team this year. Probably comes off the bench, plays 10 to 12 minutes a game in a kind of a methodical pace game. Is that going to be enough? Can he showcase enough in that kind of environment? Or does he come and play with in college basketball where he can play like an Illinois team who wants to get out and run? And he can be a guy who can run the floor. He can run things. They'll show him, you know, tons of ball screen actions. I mean, you will see him and Tomislav Ivicic running ball screen actions galore, and him, you know, finding guys. And then if you spot up Hum Rickhouse or a Booth, and then you have Boswell and et cetera, go down the list. These guys are spotted up around him. Holy cow. It's going to be hard to guard, right? So that's where he's going to look at that and say, all right, which is the best choice for me? He's got his people around him. Like, some think that the best choice is come to America. Some think it's to stay there. I think he would have a better chance of making more money in the United States for next year. Now,
well, and look, let's put one other thing, because I'm the kind of the business guy. The other thing that he can really do from a marketing standpoint is if Illinois plays well and they have that success, he becomes a name that people know here in the States. And if he has some NIL, you know, he has some success. Doesn't have to necessarily be NIL, but he could be somebody who actually does some legitimate advertising for businesses. That gives teams and other potential advertisers, when you become an NBA star, an idea of what you can do. And that can be worth a lot of money in your career.
Oh, and probably so. If he comes from Europe, he's probably not going to have
Exactly.
He's not going to have the same connections here. And so, and notoriety. So you go over, let's say you're here, and let's say he takes Illinois, he helps Illinois go to the Final Four, 15 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, something like that. You know, a nice solid line. He's makes a name for himself. Everybody's like, you know, Igor, whatever, something like that. He gets his own shoe. He gets his own mark. I mean, you start going all these things that happen to all these other guys, and he becomes a lottery pick. There's going to be a lot of off the court opportunities that probably he wouldn't get coming from Europe, when nobody here in the NBA has actually seen him play except the scouts and guys and idiots like us who look for game film, or, you know, who I'm watching. I've watched way too much European basketball game film in the last couple weeks. I mean,
they do plod, don't they?
Oh my, it is. I mean, they run great stuff. Their sets are fantastic. You know what? They almost remind me of a little bit, like a slower moving UConn. Because they run fantastic offensive sets like UConn, but they run them. Everything's run at a slower pace. You know, there's nothing. It's just different. So just watching the film, it's been a grind watching all this film over the last couple of weeks, but a good time.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. Any other final thoughts before we break out of here and let people go for the day or the morning, depending on when you're listening to this?
Yeah, so Illinois, you know, we talk about contingency plans, you know, just in case Igor decides he wants to be a part of Real Madrid. Illinois is working to also, over the next week or so, get Kadari Richmond on campus. He is obviously – I don't think you can take him and Igor, because I don't think they have the fiscal ability to take those two guys, because they're both high-dollar guys. But Kadari Richmond is probably the best passer in the portal. I mean, he is like, you know, as one coach described him, he's James Harden without the jumper. But he can get into the paint, he can score and, you know, do some things, but also tremendous feel and player. He's physical. So Illinois would love to get him on campus, showing what they could do with him. He's really a guy you could pair with really well with Kylan Boswell in the backcourt. Of course, so is Igor.
Exactly.
So these are, you know, they're both guys. But I think that they're you can see they're kind of put that out there. Also, I'll tell you, there's another guy out there that nobody has really, and they are very high on him. I can't tell you yet, but there is a guy that they're high on that that they feel good about too, should this other stuff not go through. And then I still think that they probably bring in another guard. But I think they're waiting to see who their other kind of bigger piece is, and then they're going to fit whatever they need around him with the one more spot, because they have 10 scholarships used right now. One more kind of the stud, you know, whether it's Richmond, Demean, the other kid, or then they figure out how they fit, you know, because you get let's say the third guy's a 6'4", two guard. Maybe then you know, if he's a pure shooting guard, doesn't play point, then maybe you need to add a point guard. If you've got Demean or Richmond, do you really need another point guard? You probably need another guy who's more of a sharpshooter, just a shooter, because you'll have that creator to go along with, maybe a bigger shooter to go on the wing. So I don't know. I think you could see a different thing, or maybe you need a backup point. I mean, if you could decide, if you could find somebody who's willing to come in, a 6'2" guy who wants to play point guard and, you know, in 5 minutes a game, something like that, or be available in case of injury, that's the kind of guy you could see them add down as well.
One final question, I guess, that comes from that. How hard is it going to be for Brad Underwood and his staff to, if they have this stacked lineup, how hard is it going to be to get away from the, I play 7 or 8 guys and maybe play 10 guys and use that advantage to be fresher later in the year?
Okay. Here's my thought process. One thing we know about Brad Underwood, no matter what you say about him, and he can say this, he is very reactionary. When somebody beats him, he immediately says, okay, what did they do to beat us? So he sees a team like Baylor. Well, Illinois wants to play more like Baylor the next year when Baylor wins the national title. This year, you saw him, he wanted to, you know, he had Kofi, saw Houston, and he was like, well, I'm going to play small. You know, then they changed to like a small ball lineup the last year or two, this year. So next year, look, you know, he wants, I got to have 5 space, got a spacing, blah, blah, blah. You watch next year. After getting beat by UConn, you saw what UConn did. They played multiple guys, and they played a lot of guys. So I think he's reactionary. But I think that's also means he always is growing or learning as a coach, even at 58, 59 years old. I mean, he's constantly developing his game. And so I think you're going to see him do that. I think that it's very conceivable they could play 9, 10 guys at least, you know, a minimum of 8 minutes or so. I mean, because guys don't need a ton of minutes, but they have to feel like they're part of the team.
Exactly.
You know, and there are going to be days, you know, here's the thing. We know as well, you know as well as I do, there's going to be a day when, let's say Tomislav's the starter, Merez the backup. There's going to be Tomislav's in foul trouble. He plays 15 minutes, Merez plays 25. You know, I mean, that can happen, right? I mean, because we know that can happen. Or vice versa. You know, I mean, when you switch them around, people get in foul trouble. And we know Brad likes to sit guys with 2 fouls too. So for the first half, you're going to see guys. And you know, the other thing I think you learn when you look back at what he did, he had some really good moments where they used the bench and the bench was effective, whether it was Hansberry, Moretti, Danger, you know, Draven Gibbs, LaHorn, whoever it was coming off the bench, really gave them effective minutes at times too. So I think when they go back and reevaluate, they start looking at that and say, you know what? I think we can do this.
Yeah, and it also makes me think too. We've seen somebody get hurt every season, so you don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to wish that on anybody, and it'd be great if we had a year where nobody got hurt. But you know, think about Trent Frazier, you know, with that injured shoulder and what that did with, you know, having running out of gas towards the end of the season, and having people around to help with that is really critical.
I agree. Well, would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Well, thank you very much, Brad, for coming out tonight. We will be back after these messages to wrap up the show.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams, and we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Thanks so much for listening to Eye on the Illini. Both Brad and I really appreciate it. And Brad, thanks for coming on here in the evening after a long day. Every time that you forward our video or our audio or both, you are really helping us via social media. Every person who gets a chance to watch our stuff or listen to our stuff, if they like it, we create a new fan. And that's huge for us. We know there is a risk when you forward out our videos. We don't want to, you know, accidentally blind anybody. But if you're willing to take that risk, we would really appreciate you doing that. Of course, we will be back with Eye on the Illini. We've got some plans for some interesting episodes coming up. And of course, we're expecting potentials for at least one more commit. Who knows? We'll see going down the line here. Until then, go Illini.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.